Transform your home in one weekend and get big savings on everything for your project at Menards. Menards carries the largest selection of Purdy painting tools you need to get your painting project started. From brushes, paint, roller covers, and even paint kits. Hurry in and save big money on Purdy painting supplies. Get everything you need for your painting project at Menards. Plus, check out Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Bet Online is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get all the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in and own all the action. Bet Online, where the game starts. Why this character? Then you look at it, find out it's the connections. It's the same old stuff, man. It's always ties and lines to certain players that make sense. That, you know, it's a common theme. If you got a Raider background, good chance you could probably end up with the Saints, because that's what Dennis Allen does. He's going back to his old coaching thinking of following players that he used to have a connection with or people he knew. So, you know, but we'll see how it all twists and turns, bro. But Spencer Rattler, I don't know. That'll be a lot to ask for. I know you that he might have some intel on the system, but $150 million speaks a lot louder than his system and a fifth round middle of the pack, middle of the fifth round quarterback in Spencer Rattler. $150 million is a lot of bread, bro, for them to be like, we're going to push him off this night and this Spencer time. He really have to test some stuff. He got to be on some balling game, and your boy Carr got to be super struggling for them to even – that'll be a lot. That'll be a lot, man. I don't know if I can kind of jump on that. All right, but thank you, bro. Appreciate that. All right. So, yeah, you heard him dancing around. Huh? We're not actively – so non-actively, inactively. So – you're not actively trying, but non-actively you're trying. It's just a bunch of BS, man. That's why I don't like. Just say whether you do or you don't, bro. If you're trying to get the man out of here, just do it, man, if that's the case. But, you know, it's just these political types talk. They talk out of their forked tongue, out both sides of their mouth at the same time. There's nothing honorable about that. All right. Is he right? What you mean? Is he right, bro? What is who right? I don't, what you mean? Is he right? I had another question. I'm sorry if I missed y'all question. Oh, 504 Coach says Q, you think they bring Pete back? I don't think they bring Pete back. I know Pete's still out there. I think the Saints got like $8 million in cash, and that means they still ain't signed the draft picks yet. It depends if Andrews Pete, he'll play the left tackle position for him. They got the two ends. I don't know, bro. I guess money would be the thing that you would think about. If Andrews Pete, is he trying to get paid? So he's willing to be, you know, be patient or whatnot. He didn't leave on bad terms. I guess he didn't leave on too bad of terms. But I don't know. I would just want to move it forward. You know what I'm saying? We've seen what Andrews Pete could do. Let's move it forward. Let's find out what the rest of these guys can do. You know what I'm saying? Let's find out what Penny. We put a first round draft pick on Penny. We got to get value for that pick. We got Fuaga with the first round pick. We got to get value for that pick. We got Nick Seldeberry was a fourth round pick. You know what I'm saying? Let's see what we can do with that. Landon Young is still there. You know, he was a fourth or fifth round pick several years ago. What could we, these guys that we drafted, could we get value from these guys? What could we do with these guys? Can we get them to step their shit up and start playing? You know what I'm saying? What do we have in these guys before we start bringing old players back? You get what I'm saying? Now, if injuries occur, that's different. But what do we have there? You know, what do we have? And I think that's something that we need to figure out. And that's up to John Benton. Benton has to figure that out. You know, that's what it, that's what he has to, that's what he got to call out. Let's figure that out. You know, like, we keep drafting all these people, man. And most of these people, we don't know what they can do. We got to stop and figure out what this dude here could do, what this guy here can do before we start bringing in a lot of other people. You know, it just, that's just my rationale on it. All right. So, Derek says, no 150 million ain't nothing asking. He says, no 150 mil ain't nothing. Ask Atlanta, 180. Yeah, but that's a bad example, bro, because it's Atlanta. It's Atlanta. They got to overspend. I told Lowe them that the other show. I was like, man, a lot of, not all of them, but a lot of Saints, former Saints players that spent years in a black and gold building, they'll go to Atlanta and take their money. They'll go take their money. And a lot of people know that that's like, that's funny style when you do that. Like, even Bobby Hebert talks about that. When he talk about him going on, he just wanted to beat the Saints because he was mad because they didn't pay him the contract. It's the same thing with Martin Anderson. The Saints wouldn't pay them guys, and they went to the rival to get back at them. That's a common thing, man. That's a common thing that most players did, and they're thinking that they was going there because they seen him as a contender. They was just taking your money, baby. Taking your money. But anyway, here we go.
Doug Sports Radio. Spencer Rattler, fascinating selection at the quarterback position. This was a top prospect in high school, top prospect in college, a couple of different colleges, obviously put up monster numbers. You know, the Ian Rappaport NFL Network report about, you know, going back to the documentary, the QB1 on Netflix, and, you know, issues that, you know, NFL teams couldn't get past going back to the high school days. Now, obviously, you have your starting quarterback in Derek Carr. There were some people who thought, you know, Rattler obviously has potential to be in the NFL for a long time, eventually, perhaps down the road, be a starting quarterback. What did you see, Mickey, when you studied the film? What do you see from Spencer? What did you learn about Spencer when you kind of got under the hood a little bit in terms of his character and Spencer as a person?
Yeah, look, first of all, we had Spencer come in for a 30 visit. He had a great visit with him, you know, really impressed with his maturity and impressed how he's really open about, you know, the things that he has done. And look, he hasn't done anything wrong. You know, it's just, what were the circumstances behind, you know, the transfer? What were the circumstances? What'd you learn from, you know, going to another school, going through the portal, and all those things. And man, he was just really impressive as a person, really open about the things that he might do a little differently. But at the end of the day, look, he's a really talented passer. I mean, he completed 71% of his passes this last year. And the other thing is, when he was a sophomore at Oklahoma, he completed 75% of his passes. You know, he had a 155 rating, you know, and that led to a transfer, which is hard to believe. And, you know, he's just a talented player. He was talented coming out of high school. And look, you know, when you're young and you get all that attention, I don't know that there's too many of us that can handle that or would handle that perfectly. And yet he's been able to handle the attention, been able to handle the scrutiny. I'm sure he's disappointed in not being picked until the fifth round, but we're elated. We're elated that, you know, in the fifth round, we get a guy with this resume, with this caliber of talent, and we weren't looking for a quarterback. So, yeah, we're excited to have him in here and excited to, you know, have his career start with the Saints.
I love that breakdown. Last year was such an interesting year for the
and like I said, the Spencer Rattler thing is a lot of people interested in the year when Mickey said they weren't looking for a quarterback. You know, I wasn't anticipating them looking at a quarterback myself, but I guess Clint Kubiak said, man, Spencer Rattler is the guy for us. And like I said, watching his tape, because I watched a lot of not just highlights, I actually watched Spencer Rattler play, you know, and like I said, to me,
from what I remember looking, this is before, you know, bringing him over to the Saints and saying, hey, man, you're black and gold guy. Now, prior to that, when he was at South Carolina and other games, I looked at Spencer Rattler, and of course, South Carolina was dealing with it. They just had a whole bunch of stuff going wrong for them. Yeah, a lot of injuries, stuff like that. But to me, watching them play, I mean, he had, he's solid, but not, my term would be solid, but not spectacular. That's what I see when I see Spencer Rattler. Solid, but nothing spectacular. You know what I'm saying? He got a good degree of accuracy, but his balls seem to die on the back end of some of his promising throw. Not all of them, but some of them that he throws into, and some of these throws that he was making didn't have pressure in his face. Like the ball, I can understand the ball dying before, the receiver have to wait for the ball before they keep running. You know what I'm saying? They have to slow it down to get the ball. You know, and I've seen a few plays where he threw ahead of the guy caught it. But some of the plays where he would step into it and deliver the ball, it would kind of, the receiver would have to slow down and wait for the ball to get there. And then there were throws where he would put it right where it's supposed to be, where nobody could get it except for the wide receiver. So it's, and listen, that could be improved because we can strengthen his arm. We can get him stronger with the arm where he could be able to step into it and deliver the ball. We can get him there. The coaches can get them there. The strength coaches and all this stuff, they can get that straight. But, you know, outside, like I say, the best thing I like about Spencer Rattler is he got his football IQ. Very intelligent football player. Knows where everything is. And like I said, it would probably be really interesting to see him in a system where he has the line, has the running attack, has the wide receivers ready, and how he can excel in a system like that, where everybody around him is on code, everybody looking good, he has time to throw, he has a running attack. That can be something special to see him develop there. But the great thing about it is we don't need to see Spencer Rattler right away. You know, I think we get the running game going, get play action car going with that, and we should be all right, you know, with that being said. But he is solid to me, but nothing spectacular. And like I said, watching his tape when he was with Oklahoma, he played well there. He played well with all that talent. And then you can see the difference in teams because, I mean, South Carolina wasn't a very good football team. But boy, did he kind of put Xavier Leggett on the map. He put Xavier Leggett on the map, though, man, with a lot of those throws. But anyway, yeah, I think he'll be good, man, for the Saints. And like I said, in Kubiak's offense, and we was doing this during the show, and I was like, man, does Kubiak see a little Brock Purdy and Spencer Rattler? At first, I was saying, man, hold on, that can't be the case, because I think Brock Purdy, like 6'3", I looked it up, now, 6'1". I don't know where I got 6'3" from, but I was thinking, like, for whatever reason, I thought Purdy was 6'3", and he's not. He's 6'1", and so is Spencer. So I was like, it's something – I'm telling you, Clint sees something in Rattler that he sees in Brock Purdy, which is not a bad comparison. Not saying he's going to be that, but just knowing where the ball is, making the throws, being on time, mastering the offense and understanding what you got to do, that does give you the confidence and it does put you in a certain position. But like I said, man, we got time to look at Spencer. So we'll see what time it is with that moving forward, man. That'll be fun to watch, man, for real.
The Saints, and I had such high hopes. You know, we talked last offseason. I know you had high hopes. And it was kind of weird early on, some of the defeats, right? And, you know, you could go back to Derek's injury and the Green Bay game. It was a weird vibe early on with the New Orleans Saints. Mickey, it's your job to diagnose it, right? I mean, that literally is part of your job description. What went wrong? And what, because I love the talent and I feel like you're running it back in a lot of ways in a good way because it's all still there. What went wrong when you look under the hood? And why, if I'm a Saints fan listening, do I believe with this group it'll get fixed and the Saints will be marching into the postseason in 2024?
All right. Now that was perfect. I just want to brace y'all, baby. Brace y'all for the answer. Y'all heard what Adam Schein said, right? He basically asking Loomis, why should we trust what the Saints are going to do coming up into this year after all the foolishness that they've been through over the last year? Here's Loomis's response.
Yeah, look, good question. And I don't know that I have exactly all the answers. If I did, we would have fixed them last year, right? But look, we had a new quarterback, you know, getting acclimated to teammates. That's always an issue. You know, we had a couple of key injuries. Listen, Mike Thomas was hurt. And he started out pretty well, and he got hurt. And
they always default to injuries, like a robot.
Was unavailable to us. Marshawn Lattimore, who we just talked about, you know, one of the best defensive players in our league, gets hurt and misses a number of games. And so those, you know, little things prevent you from making that one or two plays that make a difference in the game. And look, we're a half game, one game away from being in the playoffs. And winning the division. We can point to games and say, well, this call went wrong against us or this play or what, you know, whatever. But at the end of the day, you know, we're one game away and we can point to a lot of different things that make that difference. I think that we have the capability. I think that we have the talent to win a division and to make a run in the playoffs. And so, you know, we'll see where that is. We've got to be committed. I think, and when I say committed, I mean, you know, from top to bottom, from players, coaches, organization. And I think we are. I think we've kind of reset that expectation and that standard, and now we have to live up to it.
All right, hold on. Hold on. There's so much there.
Transform your home in one weekend and get big savings on everything for your project at Menards. Menards carries the largest selection of Purdy painting tools you need to get your painting project started. From brushes, paint, roller covers, and even paint kits. Hurry in and save big money on Purdy painting supplies. Get everything you need for your painting project at Menards. Plus, check out Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Number one, let's just start with the injury default mechanism that they always kick into. That's why we have depth charts. That's why we have depth on the team. We got wide receivers behind there that step in if they need to. Mike Thomas was hurt for the Saints over a period of years. So we did get a healthy Mike Thomas early on, but we weren't – think about it. Go, you know, remember the games. Like some of those games, they weren't throwing at Mike Thomas all the time. You know, he was out there doing his thing, blocking, and then he kind of faults Carr for why he got hurt, right? He threw that ball low. He had to go down and get it. The guy hit him, and that's why he got hit. He got hurt, and he never came back after that. But the crazy part about it is, as a grand scheme, grand overall view over the last several years, Mike Thomas was hurt for a long time. And the Saints, that's why we developed guys like Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed, and others. So that's injuries is a part of the game. That's why we have to field the team the best way we can. You talk about the calls and all this other stuff and being accountable from the top to the bottom. Number one, he's not accountable. Mickey Loomis is not an accountable general manager. Mickey Loomis runs away from stuff. He doesn't even evaluate during the season. I keep saying this, people, it sounds strange for me to even say that, but Mickey Loomis doesn't do evaluations on his team during the actual football year. He doesn't do them. The reason he said he doesn't do in-season evaluations is because, and I quote, he's too emotional to do them. When we win, I'm emotional. When we lose, I'm emotional. So I just don't do them. That's what he said, end quote. That's what he says. He doesn't do in-season evaluations on his team, which explains everything. So how is that accountable when you don't even do your job? That's why I was advocating for Mickey Loomis to just be a VP. Just go away and go be a vice president somewhere. Just go be a vice president. Let another guy do the general manager position. Let him do it, because a general manager will do in-season and out-season evaluations on his goddamn team. He'll do it. And it's just a part of the game. Then when it kicks into, it goes into what calls are made, and we were one game away. You wasn't one game away. You wasn't one game. And then see, we won, win one more game, we're going to get it. The Saints had several opportunities to win games. The Ram game in particular was a game the Saints could have went over there and won, and they didn't. Why? Because Carr stunk. The Saints offensive line stunk. They didn't play well. They didn't have a good play. They didn't have a good plan for anything. There's never any accountability. Dennis Allen is not a very good head coach. He's not. And Mickey Loomis sitting on his ass, he pretending like he is. Well, he just, well, Bill Belichick started off rough. Bill Walsh, he started off. Everybody. George Seifert. Everybody. Red Auerbach. He started off. Phil Jackson. He started off his first year rough. Yeah. And Dennis Allen's right there with him. Yeah. He's going to be a star. No, man, he's not going to be a star. He doesn't have it. He doesn't have the things that you need a good head coach to have. The man is not it. He's not it. And this guy refuses to see it. And that's why we're struggling, because you got to have a competent leader at the top, not one that backstabs his team and throws him under the bus and apologizes to your rival. This dude is not it, man. And this guy don't see it. That's why I lost a lot of confidence in this guy, because he can't see that. And what he's doing is ego driven. That's another reason why I'd lost a lot of respect for him, because your ego and your emotion don't have a goddamn thing to do with building this team better. When you recognize that guy and looking around and say, well, man, we need to find somebody that's a lot more accountable, a guy that's more disciplinary, and more guy that's more loyal to the team, who believes in those type of concepts, who won't backstab, won't be a weasel, all this kind of old stuff. That's what you need to be looking for. This is emotionally driven, because people like you and myself who are calling him out onto the mat, he don't like that. So they react by being ego-driven. I know what I'm doing. Hell, I want a Super Bowl. How many of you guys in this goddamn chat? Now raise your goddamn hands up if you want a Super Bowl. Huh? I mean, I got one. Huh? How many of you guys up in here got a Super Bowl ring? Huh? Huh? You're not qualified. You're not qualified to talk about my guys. Remember he said that? Nah, you're not qualified. They're not qualified. You're not qualified. You're not qualified. Oh, it's negative noise. You guys are just negative noise. And then it's all negative noise. He was telling people they were negative noise last year, and his goddamn team sitting out of the playoffs for 3 straight years. Are we still negative? It was all facts and truth that we talking. And he threw it all out the door and then made excuses for a team that consistently fails. Are you really looking for answers? They're not operating in the right energy is what I'm saying. They're not operating in the right perspective. You're operating on the wrong energy, which is emotion. Thinking, yeah, I did this. I found Sean Payton. I picked Payton. Dennis Allen. And then you really didn't pick Dennis Allen. Sean Payton told you to hire him. That's the cold-blooded part about this. Man, we know all of this. You didn't pick no Dennis Allen. Sean Payton told you to hire him. Well, you know, me and Sean play golf together. You know, I love him. And I worked together for many years, won a Super Bowl. He told me to hire Dennis. I hired Dennis, and everything's been all right. No, it's not have been all right. No, it's not. It's not, bro. Cut it out. It's not good. It's not good. One win away from the playoffs. Please. Please. The Saints had opportunities and gave it up. Remember they had that losing streak? But they were supposed to win those games, and they just do what you're supposed to do. You win the games, and the Saints would just lay down. And then when everything was finally out of the way, they started playing good because they didn't handle pressure well as a team overall. Dennis Allen sitting up there coming to the podium in the press conference with that possum face, sitting up there looking at the ground, and people like, you turn this stuff off. It's the same stuff. The man is not it. No disrespect to the man, but the man is over his head. He's over his head, man. He's over his head with a lot of this stuff. He's not qualified in that regard to do this stuff. He's not. He's not. He doesn't have it. And then the crazy, but you know what? He needs guidance. And Mickey Loomis is the wrong type of dude to be there, because Mickey Loomis is not going to be over his shoulder saying, yeah, you're making the right decision, right? Well, do you need this? Do you need that? You might want to take a look at this. You might know. He goes and closes his door. Even reporter said he don't even talk to the players during the year. But he's going to sit up on his ass and go and talk to him at the end of the year. Well, all you guys in here, let me tell you something. All you damn guys, I'm making uncomfortable for your asses. I'm telling you. You're sitting on a bed of lettuce right now. Y'all have all those. You got magic pillows. I'm telling you something. All you goddamn guys, I'm making uncomfortable for you. And it's some bitch. I'm going to make it uncomfortable. And you know what? He pointing at them, and it's really him. He the one. He's the one that doesn't need to be comfortable. He's the one that needs to give up the general manager job and just be a VP. Let a younger guy do the job and stop being selfish with the position, bro. You don't have it anymore. Anyway, let's go back to this, man.
How do you do that? And I'm being serious because you know what a winner looks like, right? You know, you've been around winning teams forever in your NFL career. You've won a Super Bowl. You and Sean, you know, took the Saints to a different level and became an annual winner and a team that's in that Super Bowl conversation year in, year out. How do you reset that? Because I love the way you frame that. Where does that start? Is it the quarterback, coaching, you know, getting rid of certain guys, adding different guys? How do you do that? Because I'm with you. I think the sky's the limit here in terms of the New Orleans Saints for this season.
Well, first of all, it starts with me, number one. And look, without getting into specifics, because there are specifics, you know, what we talked about, first of all, I think what you have to do is talk about it. You have to be upfront and you have to be honest with yourself about what's necessary. You know, if you ask anyone in professional sports if they want to win, of course, everyone says, yes, we want to win. Everyone says, if you ask them, will you do what it takes to win, whatever it takes, everybody will say yes. But then you have to do that. And it all comes down to details, all the little things. Did you do all the extra work that you needed to do? Were you in the playbook extra time? Did you spend the extra time as a coach necessary to design a play for a particular game? Did me and our personnel department, did we spend the extra time necessary to evaluate players for the draft, the free agency? It's all those little extra things that are what I would say off the clock that make the difference in a league where the difference between the best and the worst records in our league are just really small margins. And so it's the devil in the details, really, and the devil in all the extra little things that are required that make a difference. And look, I'm not talking about specifics. I know what some of those specifics are for us, and we've talked about them. We've talked about them with our team, and I'm really encouraged at the beginning of this offseason program with the commitment and the enthusiasm that I see from our players and coaches.
Did Mickey Loomis really just say evaluations and all of this stuff? Boy, oh boy. This coming from a guy that doesn't do in-season evaluations by his own account. Don't sit up there and say all that. Did you do enough evaluations? Oh, now you did. You got to make sure you do all of the evaluations. We got to make every play. And all, did you study enough of the offense? That you do it? Did you do enough? This guy, really? No, you did not. No, you didn't. Man, these people just outright just be deceived. You're talking about, well, the devil's in the details. No, the devil be lying. He's lying his ass off talking right now. Man, listen, man, you can't tell no diehard that pay attention to this team inside and out, that watch every play, that listen to every interview. You can't spit nonsense and jargon like this at them like they supposed to. Like, yeah, Mickey had a great response there. No, because are they really doing that? And the question is, he didn't do that. That's not his philosophy. Mickey Loomis told us he doesn't do in-season evaluations by his own account, but he tells you it starts with him. So if it starts with Mickey and he's not doing his job, then it filters down that wouldn't it be logical that the majority of them not doing their job either? He doesn't keep anybody accountable because there is his boss that sits above him, Dennis Lucia, doesn't go and evaluate Mickey Loomis. Doesn't evaluate him. He doesn't evaluate him. The guy doesn't know anything about football, man, is what I'm saying. He defer all football-related questions to Mickey Loomis. Gail Benson is not evaluating Dennis Lucia. She's not. She's looking at the balance book. And Gail gets $1 billion richer, according to Forbes, every year. She went from 6 to 7 to 8 to 9, or whatever it is now. They're not evaluating each other. They're not. His superior is supposed to be evaluating him. He's supposed to be evaluating Dennis Allen. He's not evaluating anything. All they doing is running interference for each other. That's all they do. So if Dennis Allen goes and do something off code, Mickey Loomis protects him. That's what it does. So the whole thing, the only thing that's changed right here, let's just get this straight, fam. The only thing that changed here is Clint Kubiak. Clint Kubiak coming in here. And then he brings in his guys that he's familiar with. The key to everything is Clint Kubiak, because I have no faith in Dennis Allen. I've lost a lot of faith and respect in Mickey Loomis because he's sitting up here just speaking a bunch of garbage. He don't need to be the general manager anymore, man. The game done obviously passed him by. Anybody that sits up here on their ass and tells you they don't do in-season evaluations when I know that's a part of the job for a general manager to do, how are you not going to evaluate your team during the season when they need it the most? Not off-season, but in-season when the games are popping. If he was more involved during the season, we could have had maybe a game change because he could have put pressure on Dennis Allen to make a change. Remember that? This is the things that you forget when we start talking about, and we just were one game. Listen, I don't care what you say. We were one goddamn game away from the playoffs. One game that they, you know why they didn't win that one game? Because they refused to change. Remember all of the weeks that we were sitting up here and we were going over why Dennis Allen needs to change up the offensive line, why Dennis Allen needs to demote Pete Carmichael, why Dennis Allen needs to switch this up and why Dennis Allen needs to switch that up. And Dennis Allen promised us change on three different occasions and didn't do a damn thing when the Saints had the losing streaks going and it was losing the games. Remember that? And we were putting pressure on them. You need to make a change. They come out of the bye week and lose the game before the bye week, the Minnesota game, out of the bye week, the Atlanta game, lose that game. Oh, we're going to make a change. And then the change was never made. Remember all that? And then that's the point where it goes to where you don't win the game. You don't make any changes. And that's the problem I have with Dennis Allen.
Save big money at Menards. Add comfort to your life with Menards' great selection of Serta mattresses. Find the perfect mattress that fits your size and firmness needs. Hurry in today and pick up a Serta Gel memory foam mattress in a box on sale now through May 27. Take control of your comfort with Serta mattresses at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.